This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. LCFS update falls short. Rollins talks reorganization. White House bullish on China deal. LCFS update still falls short. Biofuels Association remained disappointed with the Air Resources Board amendment to the low-carbon fuel standard. In February, the Office of Administrative Law rejected the proposed amendments, requiring CARB to revise them and open another comment period. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor claiming the revisions fall short by failing to add any meaningful details to the sustainability provisions. Skor argued the update undermines the role of crop-based fuels in decarbonizing transportation and undercuts California's push for renewable energy and affordable fueling options. CARB maintained the sustainability requirements to prevent deforestation for ethanol production. But the Renewable Fuels Association has found the cropland needed to meet the demand has dropped 20% since 2011, requiring 700,000 fewer acres. Still, RFA cheered California's efforts to expedite E15. Chief Economist Scott Richmond said the ethanol blend would support the more stringent compliance curve in the LCFS update. DPR offers free well testing kits. The Department of Pesticide Regulation is offering free home testing kits for well users interested in checking for pesticides. Data from the water sampling will funnel into DPR's groundwater quality database and inform regulation around groundwater protection. Sampling kits will include equipment and instructions for collecting and returning samples. Volunteers will receive their results within 2 to 5 months. DPR has the capacity to send materials to hundreds of volunteers. Rollins, consolidation coming in USDA, downsizing. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins is providing some clues as to what will be in the department's sweeping reorganization plan. Rollins was in Fargo, North Dakota, in the area yesterday, talked to AgriPulse Noah Wicks about some aspects of the plan. She suggested that rural development is one part of USDA that could lose some functions to other departments. Rollins also suggested that federal firefighting operations could be consolidated. That plan is due next month, Rollins said. White House insists stage set for China deal as Besant projects optimism. Just a day after Beijing threatened new countermeasures, White House officials insist that de-escalation is coming and a deal is on the horizon. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt relayed to reporters yesterday that the president and the administration are setting the stage for a deal with China. She said the administration feels everyone involved wants to see a trade deal happen and the ball is moving in the right direction. Multiple outlets reported yesterday that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent privately told business leaders he anticipates de-escalation soon. He reportedly said the current tariff rates on China are unsustainable, but indicated that negotiations on a deal have not yet started. American Soybean Association board member Justin Sherlock told AgriPulse that Bessent's comments left him cautiously optimistic. He hopes it means that the U.S. is talking with counterparts privately. I think we're making progress with a lot of the other nations. We would just ask the administration to continue to engage with the Chinese, Sherlock said. Now, take note. Rollins told reporters in North Dakota yesterday that the first deals with countries could be announced as soon as next week. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Immigration officers raid largest Vermont dairy farm. Officials from U.S. Border Patrol raided Pleasant Valley Farms Monday, the largest dairy farm in Vermont. A person familiar with the situation told AgriPulse that a neighbor called the agency after seeing a worker who looked like an immigrant at the premises. The Vermont Dairy Chronicle reported that officers arrested more than one worker at the 10,000-acre facility. The Trump administration had previously avoided arresting workers on farms in the state, preferring to detain immigrants in public areas, the Chronicle reports. FDA plan to remove food dyes relies on industry cooperation. The Trump administration's top health and food leaders are vowing to remove all petroleum-based dyes from the food system. But the approach outlined yesterday includes little regulatory action and largely relies on industry groups voluntarily reformulating products. A major food industry group acknowledges that state laws have been created certainly a challenging patchwork on food dyes. But there have been no formal commitments or details for removing these chemicals yet. The FDA plans to eliminate six remaining synthetic dyes from the food supply by the end of 2026. But the only regulatory action to remove dyes applies to citrus red number 2 and orange B, which the Center for Science and the Public Interest said are already rarely used. Now, take note. During the announcement, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. raised concerns about the amount of sugar in the food system. He said the new Dietary Guidelines for Americans HHS is developing alongside USDA will be very clear about how much sugar should be consumed. Climate Smart Project will reapply for USDA funds. A representative for a sustainable aviation fuel project terminated as a part of the overhaul of the Partnerships for Climate Smart program say the efforts will continue. Yes, we will reapply, and yes, we can meet the target. Kevin Monk of Sustainable Oils, Inc. said they're a subsidiary of Global Clean Energy Holdings. The company was awarded $30 million to probe the benefits of using camelina as an ultra-low-carbon renewable fuel feedstock, its website says. The main charge in the program is that the projects must ensure 65% of federal funding goes to farmers. Monk said he believes the project was meeting that 65% target, but USDA did not consider some of the award that was in the form of equipment, such as a weather station, electronic data loggers for equipment, soil tests, field imagery, and access to crop growth models. Monk said, quote, many farmers told us these items were of higher value than a direct payment. To learn more about the status of the program, you can read our story today at agripulse.com. Here's today's final word to all the young people. We need you. We believe in you. And together we will build a sustainable, resilient future. That first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, who accompanied the governor and CDFA Secretary Karen Ross on an Earth Day tour of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture and Resilient Systems at California State University, Chico. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.